Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 10th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Confusion is growing over how and when the war with Iran could end. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered a series of conflicting statements Monday about the U.S.-Israeli military campaign now entering its 10th day. At various points, Trump suggested the war was very complete and nearly finished, while also saying the United States might intensify strikes if Iran threatens shipping in the Persian Gulf. The campaign has already shaken global markets, briefly pushing oil prices above $120 per barrel before they dropped again after Trump spoke with reporters. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the next phase of operations could involve heavier conventional bombing. With oil prices rising and elections approaching, analysts say the political and economic consequences of the war are still unfolding. Another news. The family of a child seriously injured in a Canadian school shooting has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, alleging the company failed to alert authorities about warnings from its chatbot. 12-year-old Maya Jabala was critically wounded during a mass shooting in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, on February 10 that left 8 people dead, including 5 children. The lawsuit claims the suspect, 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootselaar, discussed violent scenarios with ChatGPT months before the attack. According to the filing, several OpenAI employees flagged the conversations as potentially dangerous, but police were never notified. The company says the account did not meet its threshold for an imminent threat, but has since pledged to strengthen reporting protocols. The case could test how tech companies handle responsibility when online conversations signal potential real-world violence. Around the world, Lebanon's president is calling for direct negotiations with Israel to halt a rapidly escalating conflict involving Hezbollah. Joseph Aoun outlined a 4-point plan during talks with European Union officials that would include a complete ceasefire, the disarmament of Hezbollah, and international support for Lebanon's armed forces. The proposal comes after more than a week of heavy Israeli airstrikes and cross-border attacks that have displaced about 700,000 people across Lebanon. Israeli officials have not indicated support for negotiations and insist the war will continue until Hezbollah is disarmed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has previously said Lebanon must enforce existing ceasefire agreements. With civilians fleeing bombed neighborhoods, the possibility of diplomacy remains uncertain. Another news. China's export machine is showing surprising resilience despite ongoing trade tensions with the United States. Official data released Tuesday shows exports jumped more than 20% during January and February, far exceeding economists' forecasts. The growth was driven largely by strong global demand for electronics and manufactured goods, while shipments to Southeast Asia and Europe rose sharply. However, exports to the United States declined by more than 10% following tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump to address trade imbalances. China's economy has relied heavily on exports as it faces weak consumer spending and a prolonged property crisis at home. The figures arrive ahead of an expected meeting between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping next month, where trade tensions will likely dominate the agenda. Another news. Algeria's parliament has passed a law formally criminalizing France's colonial rule of the country. Lawmakers approved amendments to a bill declaring that France bears legal responsibility for actions committed during its rule from 1830 to 1962. The revised legislation removed earlier demands for formal apologies and financial reparations after changes requested by the Senate and supported by President Abdelmadjid Tebboune. Officials say the law is meant to preserve historical memory while reaffirming Algeria's sovereignty. France has criticized the move as hostile, particularly as diplomatic relations between the two countries have already been strained. Disputes over Western Sahara and historical grievances continue to complicate ties. The new law signals that debates over colonial history remain a powerful force in modern Algerian politics. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.